Let's turn our Bible to Romans 14. Romans 14, verse 23. Verse 22, "Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat," or condemned, "because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." You know, there's a lot of big sins that can be talked about. But tonight we want to talk about questionable things. Questionable things. Maybe they're not so bad. Maybe it's okay. Questionable. Questionable things. You know, probably the difference between, yes, I shouldn't say probably, definitely, the difference between revival and not revival in a person's life is whether they tolerate questionable things or whether they forsake them. The difference between a person going forward spiritually and a person going backwards. Oftentimes it's because rather than forsaking questionable things, they practice questionable things. You know, questionable things. Here it says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. You know, you do something that you have to convince yourself it's okay. If you took time to think about it, if you went before God, you'd probably get an answer, no, but you don't want to dare do that. You want to leave God out of the picture so you can kind of go ahead and plow ahead doing that questionable thing. Nobody will really be able to condemn you, but your heart will. Questionable things. First Samuel chapter 13. The army was gathered together and the Philistines were gathered together and they outnumbered the Israelites by a large amount. And the Israelites were getting, were trembling, were getting afraid, were running home, and they were waiting for Samuel to come and offer a sacrifice before the Lord and get the Lord's direction and the Lord's blessing. And Samuel didn't show up. And the Bible says, verse 6, "And when the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people did hide themselves in caves and in thickets and in rocks and high places and in pits. And some of the Hebrews went over the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. And as for Saul, he was yet in Gilgal, and all the people followed him, trembling. And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offering. He invaded the priest's office. He was not of the tribe of Levi, but he invaded the priest's office. So boy, we can't wait for Samuel. We need to have a burnt offering and a sacrifice here and seek the Lord and get his blessing, because we're going to lose the battle. All my troops are going to run away. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went up to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, what hast thou done? And Saul said, because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash, therefore, said I, the Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering. I forced myself. Sound like a questionable thing? Huh? Questionable thing. I forced myself. I plowed ahead and I did it. Questionable things. You know, questionable things, people begin to, their life begins to be full of questionable things. When the Bible loses its sharpness. What does Hebrews 4:12 say? The word of God is quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Whoa! You know what it's saying? You know, the word of God clears the air. It cuts it right straight, right and wrong. Takes away the gray. Yay, nay. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It not only goes on the outside, it goes on the inside. The word of God. But you know, when people get away from the Lord, the word of God loses its sharpness. It loses its sharpness. It becomes kind of dull. It kind of comes gray. And the human will is able to force its way through life. The human will just kind of plows ahead, does what it wants. Feed the flesh, and the flesh will rise up and lead your life. And the life will be full of questionable things. Oh, not so bad. But for sure, no power with God. For sure, no power with God. Think of the psalmist, how he was in that state of questionable things. Psalm 73, the psalmist said, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Oh, let's be like the ungodly. They thrive. You know, let's get our fashions from the world. Hollywood, the stars. Look at how they prosper. Look at how they're right at the top. Says, Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain. This living for God, this holy living, it doesn't pay. Sounds like the path is being cleared for all sorts of questionable things, isn't it? Right? Go here, go there, do this, go that. All sorts of questionable things. And of course, the reason, Psalm 73, verse 17, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Until I got into God's presence. Until I got into God's presence. Questionable things. You realize that the reason that when we are involved in questionable things, God does not answer our prayers. Unanswered prayer will be the result of entertaining and allowing questionable things in our life. Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. You know, when we're entertaining questionable things, oh, it's not so bad. We allow it, we tolerate it, we do it. Oh. But when we do, God doesn't answer our prayers. Because it's iniquity before the Lord. It's iniquity before the Lord. When Evan Roberts, as a young man, I believe he was it true? He was 25. He left Bible school, went to his hometown, gathered the young people together. He said, God wants to bring revival. He had four things. He said, if you want revival, you have to take heed to these four things. The third thing was, get rid of all questionable things out of your life. Revival. The very manifest presence of God either will be invited or be shooed away by questionable things. You know, Proverbs 5 and verse 8 talks about the strange woman, and it says, move thy way far from her. Far from her. Anything less than that is questionable. Anything less than that is questionable. Anything less than that is causing the Word of God to lose its sharpness. Anything less than that is a loss of the very holiness of the Holy Spirit. I'm calling tonight the people of God to join me to say, we are fleeing from everything that is questionable. We are fleeing from that which is questionable. Take time to ask God, Lord, what is it that's keeping you from answering prayer? The answer might be questionable things. Questionable things. Some things you are tolerating, which at one time, you know, the Spirit of God said no. Questionable things. Things which the Spirit of God would have let you lead you in a path of holiness, but he said no. No. Oh, God knows our hearts. And God knows when a genuine soul meets with him and humbles themselves with him and says, Lord, you're right. Out they go. Out they go. The questionable things. Maybe it's a book you're reading. Maybe it's your entertainment that you've been convincing yourself is okay. Maybe it's your friends. Maybe it's something on the internet. Questionable. Maybe it's something you wear. Questionable. Maybe it's something you talk about. Questionable. The Spirit of God, if he would be given a chance tonight, could say, it needs to go. It needs to go. If you want your prayers answered, it needs to go. If we want God's reviving presence, it needs to go. It needs to go. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. It's a great truth, isn't it? I'm sure there are many here that want revival, want God's working. But you know, revival isn't some mysterious thing. Revival, every Christian is either in a state of needing revival or in a state of revival. Every Christian's in that place where they are in the sanctuary of God or they've slipped away from it. Every Christian is somewhere in that stage at any time in our life. questionable things. Evan Roberts said, get rid of all questionable things of your life if you want revival to come. Let's pray. Now, Lord, I pray you'd give grace because there's a great wrestling match going on right now. For those who have tender hearts, who know thee, know thy spirit, Lord, there may be, probably is for many, a great wrestling match, a struggle over their will, a struggle over something, a struggle in their life. And Lord, give your people the victory, Lord. Intervene. Defeat the devil. May it be yes to thee. May it be yes. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.